Taters. I don't. Is that a joke?
Tatters.
I'm gonna get it right though.
Nah, but you told me to do it, so I'm gonna do it. They be like, slow up, homie. You're talking too fast. I got a couple of quips. I came to talk trash. Yeah, he's Bucky Watts and Bradley Bax. This is going down. We call it the G Splash. Hey. Yeah! Welcome to another episode.
Dope show.
Damn right, it's the dope show. Welcome to another episode of the G Splash Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Baxter. This is the only podcast on the internet that doesn't know who the co-host is until about an hour before we record. This is episode 54, and my man Joe is back with us today.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
You're becoming a regular.
I'm going to have a nickname at some point.
Yeah, because now you've actually been on the show more episodes this season than Chris Bucky Watte. Yeah, we're gonna have to whip something up for you.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Before we get into it today, we actually got a dope show lined up. We're talking all the movies coming out from here until the end of the year. That rhymes.
Sweet Christmas.
Dope. So rappers God, do. They good. Rhyme. Yep.
You're so good.
Not only that, but we got some Walking Dead news, some Fortnite news, some Marvel news, comic book news, because that's what we do. See what I did there, man? I just keep going. Keep going and keep flowing. Blossing and costing. Hey, man, upcoming episodes this week on Splash Trash, man, we're getting back to the movies. We're talking that Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. We're talking Bodied, which is produced by Eminem, and Suspiria, and all that. We got those reviews and what's coming out, so definitely check that out. It'll be dropping on Friday. One of these days, I'm going to learn the soundboard buttons correctly. I swear.
You don't have a manual or anything?
Nah, but you would think 54 episodes in, plus all the summer sessions and the side shows, I would know where the fucking buttons are.
We're doing this by the seat of our pants, man.
Yeah, I think it's because I change them up. Anyway, you ready to get into some mother freaking news?
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah, six news stories. We call it the G6.
G6.
They stay fly like that. Hey, you like podcasts. I like podcasts. But for those who don't, may have not known that Marvel put out a podcast around Wolverine, and they called it The Long Night. Well, now they're talking The Last Trail. The upcoming season uproots Logan from the Long Night's Alaskan wilderness and brings him to Louisiana Bayou. Last Trail finds him joining forces with a teenager named Marcus to discover the perpetrator behind a series of missing persons. Among those missing is Logan's ex-lover, Maureen. According to the season's logline, the pair's detective work leads them to Jason Wingard and his backwater refuge of Greenhaven. Comic fans will recognize Wingard as the alias of Mastermind. In the comics, Mastermind is a villainous mutant who can create incredibly convincing illusions with his mind. They really thought out that name.
Really
he
did.
Also played. He also played a major role in the Dark Phoenix saga, and the New Orleans setting will introduce none other than the Raging Cajun himself, Gambit.
You can't go to Louisiana and not have Gambit.
Yeah, that's the only reason they do that, so they can bring in Gambit. You listen to this podcast. You listen to the Long Night.
I did. Yeah, night. It's been a minute, but I just caught back up on the last episode just to kind of refresh myself on what exactly was going on. They're about 30 minutes each. The writing's not the best. The voice acting's not the best. But if you want to kill 30 minutes, it's a decent story and it's pretty entertaining. Like, it's a good place to start as far as where they could go.
10 episodes. Yeah, I couldn't get in. I listened, I think, the first two.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I couldn't get into it, but I don't usually listen to podcasts like this, so I didn't really know what to expect or what to familiarize myself with. Yeah, so I had no basis. But do you like these storytelling type of podcasts?
I think they're okay. I mean, I think they have their place. You know, this is more for, yeah, people that like, you know, kind of the murder mystery podcasts and that kind of thing. I'm more about, you know, this kind of format where it's just talking about subjects, like as long as it's kind of good conversation, I'm willing to listen to it. Right. But I think it does all right. I think it does a decent job. The only thing is they totally said that they were going to Japan at the end of this. And then they're like, nope, never mind, New Orleans.
Hopped on the wrong plane and ended up in New Orleans.
Yeah, they completely set up the sequel and then they're like, nah, never mind. We're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's interesting. Do you think this works with other, like, is this something in the future you could see other maybe Marvel characters or DC characters? Like, is this something down the line that you can see people or other characters in?
If this one catches on, definitely. I could see it happening. And I think there could be some cooler stories out there, you know, because you could dig deep into the Marvel bag and find some stories people don't really know and tell those stories. And it'd be like this. I mean, you could like just repeat it verbatim from the comic and people would just be blown away because they don't read the comics.
That is very true. That is very true. And there's probably a lot you can get away with a lot more with audio. Because I remember there being like sound effects. I could hear people walking through snow.
Yeah, you can like hear people walking through the door, like you hear the car, like the engine running as they're talking, you hear the doors open.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things. It's like cheap to do and there's a niche for it. So
yeah, and there's a lot of people find new and creative ways to make it different.
Yeah, speaking of new and creative ways to make something different, you did that. You just lobbed me up for that. There you go. So thank you.
I did that on purpose.
NFL and Fortnite Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, Fortnite players will now be able to procure NFL-themed outfits in the game shop, according to Epic Games. Each outfit can be swapped out for all 32 teams.
It should have just been like you automatically put, like if you put on the Browns jersey, like you automatically lose. Like that's just how
it goes. You just land on the thing and then someone just, yeah, you just automatically blow up for some reason. You get a mouth, like your chute just malfunctions and you just die.
Yeah, and you just plummet. And you just keep doing that all night until you take the shirt off.
Until you get traded.
Yeah.
Not only that, but every number from 0 to 99 will also be available for your avatar, bro. This is interesting. I never thought, I mean, I didn't see this coming, but I guess with all the hype around the game, it's inevitable. Another revenue stream. Although I never thought NFL would jump to Fortnite.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a big license deal, right? It's got to be.
It's got to be huge. And especially the way that the NFL is super protective and like they only deal
their brand and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they, like all 32 owners typically like have to approve of something before they, you know, or not all of them, but like a majority have to approve before they move on and do something. I don't know. This isn't going to stop me from being killed by some 12-year-old any slower than I already do.
Yeah, no, there was a trailer and everything. They put out a trailer for the NFL thing as well. You can see it on the Ubis of Tubis. I thought this was kind of weird, but I'm curious how this deal went down. Was there like a dude in the office like, guys, I got it. We're calling the NFL. We're getting jerseys in it. Like, or was it like the NFL like, man, we need a younger audience, like a bunch of old white guys. Like, what do we do? And then, like, intern Carl in the corner is like,
raise his hand.
Carl, what are you doing over there? Yeah, he's like, what are you doing over there?
Raise his hand. Have you guys heard of Fortnite?
I'm just playing Fortnite, Dad. And, you know, like, what's this Fortnite? Oh, all the kids are on it. Let's do a deal. I don't know. I'm curious how that went down. But whatever. If it works. I'm curious overall what that stat is of players that are wearing the NFL stuff.
It'll probably be like anything else, like Pokemon Go. People will be like, "Oh my god, I'm playing as Randy Moss for like 2 days," and then they'll be done with it.
I remember, like when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out, like 10 days straight, I was like, every free moment I had was on that game until I beat it. So I'm debating if I want to get in that bag again, but we'll see. Speaking of bags and things that sparkle the gold, no segue there.
Nope.
Before the golden ticket is what we're talking right now, and we're talking about the Willy Wonka prequel. So far, Donald Glover and Ryan Gosling are on the studios or were on the studios shortlist to play Willy Wonka in this prequel. Nobody really knew it was a prequel, but they've announced that it is now a prequel. And here's what the producer, I believe so.
Writer, something. He's something like that.
David Heyman.
Heyman.
Said this. We are still trying to figure out how to tell the story and what the story is, but it's a prequel. When we find the chocolate factory doing the golden ticket, where is he before that? What leads him to the place where he's locked himself away? It's how does he get there? Let's not quote for quote what he said, but it's pretty much exactly what he said.
It's pretty much what he said.
Close enough.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The guy's, like, he's been behind, like, all the Harry Potter movies. It could be decent.
There was definitely a difference between the Gene Wilder version and the Johnny Depp version.
I hated the Johnny Depp.
I mean, I was expecting it to be a little bit more creepy and weird, but it wasn't. Or dark, I guess, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't that dark. I don't know. I like Tim Burton in some stuff. I'm not a huge Tim Burton fan, though, so I always kind of go into one of his movies with a slightly negative attitude.
Would you say he's overrated?
I think so. Some people will hate me for saying that.
I think I'm leaning towards that. Because if we break down his catalog, what's good on there? There's going to be some good ones, but what's really good on there?
Yeah.
I'm curious. I haven't... Maybe that'll be another episode. At least the story sounds somewhat interesting because, yeah, why was Willy Wonka so crazy and weird?
Yeah.
They kind of did this. They kind of did a little backstory on Willy Wonka in the Tim Burton one, but it was like his dad was a dentist and he went to that jungle and like swooped up the Oompa Loompas. What's your take on this movie? Do you think this is a good idea? Bad idea?
That was a real weird thing. Him going and like stealing all the Oompa Loompas in the Tim Burton version. Yeah, which I imagine they're gonna throw that one out the window as far as canon. But I mean if you're doing Donald Glover, which I would love to see Donald Glover as Willy Wonka, I think it's a great idea. But you can't really have it be a prequel to either of the movies and have it
It'd have to be a reboot.
Be in canon, it'd have to be a reboot, right? Or like that's fine if you want to like start it over and then we'll do Charlie and the Chocolate Factory later.
Ryan Gosling I feel like he's on that teetering point of like maybe being too old. Cause like what? This movie's not gonna get made in the next 90 days or, you know, next year. It's gonna be like probably two, three years. And where's he? He just played, what's his name?
Neil Armstrong. In that movie.
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Which was a long, boring movie.
I almost feel like they're throwing out Ryan Gosling's name just cause he's one of the biggest, like he's a huge name right now. So like you're trying to capitalize on any star power that you can get.
Yeah, they probably called, left a message. They're like, oh, you're thinking about Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, they probably like talked to his agent.
That's what that means.
Somebody talked to his agent at the gym about it, and the guy was like, I don't know, maybe. And they're like, oh my God, Ryan Gosling's considering it.
Exactly. I would be okay with a reboot and like trying to make that into something, but.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I mean, if it turns out good, then like, hey, great. Like, it's a movie I didn't know I needed.
It's definitely different now in the sense of times, right? Like, you can't recreate Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory the way you did it back then. It the rules have changed as far as what you can get away with. Although the underlining thing was like, it was like, what do you, the morals, there was like morals in it. And that was like part of the movie.
Yeah. Right?
Like, don't watch too much TV and don't be greedy.
Yeah. All this like social,
the morals for this one's going to be like, don't be racist and don't be inappropriate. Yeah. 2018 problems.
Oompa Loompas like have like a sexual harassment video they put on.
Yeah, like there's gonna be like Oompa Loompa dee doo. She said no, don't touch you too. Like some stupid shit like that. Anyway, speaking of things we're not may or may not ready for movie wise, Breaking Bad, the movie. Yesterday saw the announcement of a Breaking Bad movie in development, and it's set to start filming this fall, which technically would be next fall because it is fall.
Yeah, we're already in fall, so how's this supposed to
start? Yeah, I don't know. Little was previously known about the movie other than it was being made and that the original show creator, Vince Gilligan, would be penning the screenplay and possibly directing. Now, however, there's confirmation that fan favorite character, Jesse, will star in the movie. I'm in the movie, bitch! It's kind of Idaho news. We can toss that one up out there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the thing about it... if Aaron Paul's seen in a movie is going to be in a movie, like everyone from Idaho is going to try and see that movie. I saw Need for Speed, for God's sake.
Really?
It was not no good, but he did a good job.
You gotta know going into that movie though. Like
I didn't
you
go got into that two, movie.
You got two, not necessarily you, but him. Like you got two strikes going at you already. Like the video game movie with no story. So the video game movies don't really work out. Wasn't it like a heist movie?
No, it wasn't.
Was it kind of like that?
No, it wasn't a heist. It was a race movie, and then they turned it into like a revenge plot. Yeah. So if you haven't seen the movie, I'm not gonna spoil.
What would you rate it? Would you rate it a splash trash or meh?
It's a hard meh.
Are you playing favorites? Are you leaning towards it because of Idaho?
No. The thing is, there's actually like enjoyable moments in the movie. Like the driving's cool. There's lots of cool cars.
Isn't Kid Cudi in that movie?
I have no idea.
He might be. You keep talking. I'm gonna look this up.
All right. I know Mr. Robot's in that movie. Michael Keaton's in the movie.
Michael Keaton's in that movie?
Yeah, he's like some crazy like race car announcer guy. He's pretty much the narrator in the whole thing. It's not a good movie by any means, but it's not that bad. Like it's if you want to waste an hour and a half of your life, like it's there.
If you're hungover, Dakota Johnson's in this movie too. If you're hungover on the couch, it's great. Great film.
Pretty much, yeah. We got really off topic there from Breaking Bad.
Anyway, there's a Breaking Bad movie. In case you guys, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Have you seen the whole Breaking Bad series?
Yes, I have. At least like most of it. I might have like missed an episode here and there, but hell yeah! Like I'm excited. Is this going to air on AMC? Like, or are they going to release it like to an actual movie theater?
Hang on to that question because that's a great question, and I want to talk about it in just a moment.
All right.
Coming back to the Breaking Bad movie, though, Bryan Cranston said that he wanted to be in it, too. He was down. This is considered, like, one of the best shows
of all time. Yeah.
Do you put this up there in the top three? Is this, like, in there, in that bag of, like, this is the best, like, one of the best shows ever?
I've heard
other people say really high things about this. Like, it's up there.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's like the first show where you ever get a character, like, start as the good guy and end as the bad guy. It's awesome. It's a great show.
Where do you rank The Wire? Do you watch The Wire?
You know what? I've never watched The Wire.
I've never either, but people say that that's like one of the best shows ever. Or they toss it up there alongside to The Sopranos. Of these three shows, Sopranos, The Wire, and Breaking Bad, I don't think I put any of those in my top three.
Really? What would you put in your top three?
Simpsons.
Well, yeah.
One, two, and three. Simpsons. First five seasons. Second is like Simpsons 10 to 12 seasons. No, I don't know. Full House is up there. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'd have to really think about it. I haven't really thought about it. But when people say some of the shows, I'm like, nah, man, you're tripping.
Yeah.
You're out of your element, Donnie. Speaking of TV shows and movies, Rick Grimes is no longer on The Walking Dead. Saw his last take. I'm going to read this story. This is about The Walking Dead. Hold on a second. So Rick Grimes is no longer on the show. This is a spoiler going forward. So if you're not caught up on The Walking Dead, stop listening. Maybe skip for the timestamps are in the info. So jump if you want to jump. And you don't watch the show, right, Joe?
I've seen a little bit of it, but no, I don't follow the show. I know
you have a lot to catching up to do.
Yeah, I got a lot of catching up to. I kind of know what's going on. I'm not really bugged by spoilers.
Okay, cool. So we all kind of knew that Rick was leaving. Andrew Lincoln wanted to leave the show. They never really said why, or I didn't read anything that really dug into that.
Just,
a lot of people
just tired of it. I mean, actors always want to be playing somebody new, right? Like they want to leave their character after 5 or 6 years.
Ah, but there was a twist. There was a twist. Yeah. So they don't kill him off. I won't say exactly what happens to him, but he gets taken away, basically. We'll just say that. Everyone was like, oh, he doesn't want to do the show anymore. He wants to move on and blah, blah, blah. That was kind of like the thing that everyone was saying. But this is what it turns out. This is what's really happening. The Walking Dead is actually making movies. And they want to do a trilogy. The films will tell what is described as an original Rick Grimes story, the first of which will be written by former series showrunner and current franchise chief content officer Scott Gimple. He was on Talking Dead after the Rick's last episode in like the mid-season finale. But the films will have a higher budget and production value compared them to like a Netflix type of budget shows. And they're going into production next year. So clearly Andrew Lincoln's not giving up his role as Rick. Going on to film these three movies.
Yeah, which is weird because you would think like that was the reason he wanted to, like that he was leaving the show. Like, oh, Andrew Lincoln's tired of doing it. Like he wants to go try and be in movies now. Which I guess he's going to be in movies, but like made for TV movies.
I will say this. Scott Gimple was very adamant about this, like not being like a, like these are going to be high budgeted AMC movies, which also brings me back to your question of the Breaking Bad movie. And you said, is this going to be an AMC movie or is it going to be like a cinema type of movie?
Yeah. Or is AMC's parent company like planning to launch a streaming service too?
I think this is just another move to expand the universe because Rick Grimes, like I said, this is spoilers, has been taken away from the group. They've also, and then from that last episode, there's a huge time jump.
Here's my real question with this. Every time I'm reading about The Walking Dead, I just keep hearing about how the show is tanking, how it's doing terrible. Why is more content going to be a better thing? How is this going to swing us in the direction of, yeah, we need more Walking Dead?
No, that's a great question, and that's a question I have myself. They have two shows now, and you would think that Rick's last episode's ratings would go up. They're actually the worst that they've ever been. I don't watch the other show, Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if this is a move, like I said, to expand the universe, maybe go darker and like deeper. I don't know. I really don't know the move here because like Negan's still on the show. Carol and Daryl, they're like now the front runners of the show.
Yeah.
Because Maggie, I guess they wrote off Maggie kind of.
She just disappeared or something, didn't she?
They wrote her off. I think she's still in a few more episodes, but there's basically writing her out of the show.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to leave too.
Yeah, she didn't want to come back.
Yeah, usually you don't spend more money when the product's not selling. So
I also feel like the moment that your main character leaves the show, you just jump the shark. Like if you keep going after your main character leaves, that's jumping the shark.
Yeah, the only testament to that is that, you know, Daryl was supposed to die off in the first, I think, episode. And he's like still on the show. He's not in the comics either. So I don't know. Maybe they went back and kind of looked at this and was like, Andrew Lincoln wanted to maybe step away from that kind of schedule. And maybe they're putting all their eggs in this movie. And if the movie does well, we'll do it. But it's supposed to be a trilogy. So we will see.
We'll see what happens.
There's some stuff coming up, I think, that I'm kind of excited for with The Walking Dead. I'll say that because I got caught up last night. So, you know, Judith is now of age where she's killed. There's like a whole brand new rollout of characters coming out in this next one. But speaking of new rollouts, this is something that we talk a lot about on the show, especially with the whole downfall with MoviePass. But AMC has their subscription service, which is basically they just boosted up their A-List, which is like their rewards loyalty program. But on Monday they announced this new update, and I have since jumped ship. I spoke very highly of MoviePass. It was always about MoviePass.
Yeah.
Until they folded. I made the jump to AMC. And at first, when they came out, I was like, oh, they're going to fuck the game up, blah, blah, blah. But no, AMC is actually better. This AMC subscription service is $10 more, but you can see IMAX, the new Dolby Theater, which is phenomenal. It's probably one of my favorite theaters. Mm-hmm. 3D, all like any movie, you can see the same movie over and over again. You can cut the line at concessions. Well, not really cut it. They just have their own line.
It's like a fast pass.
Yeah, you get a fast pass to spend money at concessions.
There you go.
Because their subscription service is $19.95 a month. You can see 12 movies, 3 movies a week. Out here in New York, the tickets here for an IMAX they're like $20+. So, you know, you're going to one movie, you pay for it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that definitely, it pays for itself.
Here's the 2019 update on that whole thing. The price for them, for the movie subscription, will rise in 2019. And it's different what depends on what state you live in. Mm-hmm. So in California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, the price will rise from $19.95 to $23.95 a month. That starts January 9th, 2019. The monthly cost will increase to $21.95 for people in Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, and Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Washington State, and D.C. And pricing will remain $19.95 in all other states. So you're safe, Joe, but you don't have an AMC theater anywhere near you, right?
We don't have AMC theaters. I did used to live in Tennessee, though. We had AMC theaters there, so.
Dope. But the cool thing is if you sign up right now, and I wish they had a referral code. If I had a referral code, yeah. I'd be kicking it out right now. This would be a good time to plug that, but there isn't one. If you sign up anytime before, I think January 9th, you get 12 months from then on. So if you haven't signed up, now's the time to do it before the prices spike. But if you're in that other remaining states, you're obviously cool. But everywhere else, they're going to tax you, bruh. I mean, when MoviePass came out originally, though, I was paying $50 a month. So
it was,
this is still a win.
It was,
I mean, I see so many movies.
Wow. I mean, that's true. You see a lot of movies.
I did the math with the AMC subscription of all the movies I've seen since I've gotten it. And I think it was up to like $400. I added up all the ticket prices. It was like $400. And I had only spent $60.
Damn.
So it 20, you know, bumping, it's not really going to do anything to me too much, but I can see this as a thing that constantly goes up. But you would think they would take maybe the Netflix formula and just kind of keep it chill, bro. Although I will say this, you could probably share this. Now that I think about it, because all you have to do is sign up into their app and then that's it.
Yeah.
If you haven't signed up for AMC, you have an AMC theater in your area, I recommend it. They're not paying me to say that, but they probably should. Go see a movie. But speaking of movies, coming out, are you ready for this main topic, my man? We're talking coming to a theater near you. Obviously, there's tons of movies that I don't know that are coming out. So if I don't know, I guarantee you don't know, but maybe you do. I don't know. Nobody knows. I'm going to start this one off. Getting into, this is like, would you say like the second tier of the year where movies come out? You got the summer blockbusters and it's like the winter.
Yeah, then like you always have to wait. You just kind of have to like wade through like September and October where maybe there's only like one good movie that kind of comes out.
Right.
And they always like pick like one weekend where it's like, okay, we got one good movie for you, whether it's like The Martian or it's Gone Girl or something like that.
Yeah. And then they hit you with like over your breaks, your Thanksgivings and Christmas breaks or New Year's.
Then they hit you hard.
They roll them out. Yeah. It's like this. Yeah. It's the second rollout of the year.
Well, and you wonder sometimes why they do that, because they put so many movies like at Christmas and Christmas Day. And I get that more people are going to the movies, but it's like sometimes you're jamming all this competition in there. But think of all the weekends in September and October that are just crap that you could have made a ton of money if you had like a decent movie.
Yeah, like February was one of those months. It was like a dump month.
Yeah.
They called it where they would throw their throwaway movies on February, but then Black Panther came out and they're like, oh fuck.
And just ran the table.
And yeah. Deadpool. I think Deadpool came out in February or March.
It came out Valentine's Day.
Right. So they were like, no, that's February is a new month. Anyway. But Fantastic Beasts is coming out very soon. I'm skipping over some of the movies that are coming out this weekend because we'll talk about them on Splash Trash Meh. Movies like The Grinch that comes out this weekend, as well as Overlord. The Girl in Spider Web or whatever. Those are hot or popular films coming out this weekend. Like I said, we'll talk about them on Splash Trash. Meh. But now we're talking Fantastic Beasts. Are you a big Harry Potter fan, Joe?
I love Harry Potter. I read four of the books, but I watched all eight of the movies.
I've seen all the films as well. Did you see the Fantastic Beasts? When the first one that came out,
you know,
I imagine that's in the eight. Is that in the eight? No, it's not in the eight. It's nine.
Is that nine? Film? Was it 7 books or 8 books? I thought it was 7 books, 8 movies, but I could be wrong.
Well, they did split one book up into two.
Yeah, because they split. One, right? Yeah, because they split the last one into two. Anyway, I did not see Fantastic Beasts, but from everybody that I have talked to, Fantastic Beasts is like a great job at creating a universe and like creating its own storyline.
And furthering telling the story before the story.
Exactly.
Like we kind of talked about it off the show, but the prequel seems to be a reboot move that tends to work out more so than less.
Yeah.
I saw the first one. It was fine. I've kind of always been on the fence about, sometimes I really like the Harry Potter movies and this whole world, and other times I'm just like, okay, they're there.
I feel like where Harry Potter kind of hit. So I read the first 4 books and like it was really cool, but then I felt like I was getting kind of too old for like those kids books, so I didn't read them as much. I was in like a weird age where like I wasn't young enough to where like the books were growing up with me. I was just like a smidge ahead of the books, I felt like.
Right. Yeah, no, I think I was already, I was just older, too old when they came out, so I wasn't lining up at Barnes & Noble to buy this book.
Yeah.
But I did go see all the films, and I enjoyed the film. There's, you know, magic, Christmas. It's always been around Christmas. But how do you feel about what they're going to do with Johnny Depp? I feel like that's something they kind of had to deal with. Do you think he's going to be in this movie a lot?
I mean, he's supposed to be the main bad guy, right? So it's interesting that, yeah, because you would think signing Johnny Depp to like this kind of franchise would be a home run. But then, like, right before all this happened, like, you had Johnny Depp just had all these problems, like where the Pirates of the Caribbean movie did like shit, and then he got divorced and he got accused of beating his wife. And it's like, oh my God, like maybe Johnny Depp like has reached.
He's like on the, we went on a spiral or something. Like he's just kind
of. Yeah. And like now he's going to be one of the focal points of your movie. So you're like, well, shit. Like, did we just hitch our wagon to the guy who's about to go off a cliff?
Yeah, I'm curious what they're going to do here. He was like the big surprise in the first one.
Yeah, he was the big reveal at the end.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see. 98% of people want to see this movie, of course. It's in that Potter world universe. Fantastic Beasts comes out November 16th. So that'll be a hot weekend or time frame. This movie, I'm actually kind of... It's already certified fresh at 96. Cast is phenomenal. I saw the trailer recently. It's called Widows. Have you heard of this movie?
I see it here on my list.
Steve McQueen directed and written.
Oh, yeah.
I'll run this synopsis down real quick. Widows is a story of 4 women with nothing in common except debt left behind by their dead husbands' criminal activities. Set in contemporary Chicago, amid a time of turmoil, tensions build when a character and another character and another character and another character take their fate into their own hands to conspire to forge a future on their own terms. Basically, 4 badass women come through and run amok on some like mob shit. The cast is, like I said, is phenomenal. You got Viola Davis, Michelle Rodriguez is in it, Colin Farrell, Liam Neeson, Robert Duvall. There's a whole bunch more in this. Brian Tyree Henry is also in it from Atlanta.
You got John Bernthal's in this. Daniel Kaluuya.
Yep. From Get Out.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's a great cast. Shit, I didn't even know this was coming out. I'm going to see this.
Yeah, this is probably going to be that sleeper movie over the holidays, but this is going to be the movie to see.
Yeah. Looks awesome.
I'm going to say that. Also coming out, I have to plug this because I like Mark Wahlberg, but I didn't know this movie's coming out. Haven't seen the trailer. It's called Instant Family. Mark Wahlberg back in his family man bag. I'm not even going to read the... The Instant Family is inspired by real events from the life of writer-director Sean Anders. So, it's PG-13. It'll probably be a flop, but maybe it'll be funny.
It's supposed to be based on his life?
Real events from his life.
Real events. So Sean. Oh, okay. And Sean Anders is the guy who did Horrible Bosses, Hot Tub Time Machine.
Which is a really good movie. Yeah.
Horrible.
He's got some hitters.
He's also done some really terrible ones.
Like what?
Like That's My Boy.
Oh, that the Adam Sandler joint?
Yeah. With Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg, yeah. And Vanilla Ice.
But then you see, like, yeah, We're the Millers. I mean, that's a good movie.
So maybe he's obviously made some really funny movies. Maybe this is another one. Another one.
I feel like I can't take down, like, where Mark Wahlberg's career is going sometimes.
Sometimes I don't think he really cares. He's just like, I'm down. I feel like he picks his movies and he does them and he's like, I'm good with that.
He must, yeah, because I feel like sometimes he picks, I mean, I don't know, he's not doing like a real life or a based on real life movie with Peter Berg, so I guess this is a step in a different direction for once.
Oh, yo, speaking of Mark Wahlberg, did you see his last movie?
Was it Mile 22, I think?
Yes.
I did not see it. It looked terrible.
So I saw this movie. It wasn't as terrible as I'm being nice, probably. But there was definitely the line at the end of the movie where two, like his character and another character were like parting ways. And the other character goes, "Say hi to your mother for me."
Really?
Yes. Wow. And I was like, wow, he really put that in the movie.
That's like in the fucking Expendables movie when they like make a Chuck Norris joke, like in the second Expendables. It's like, stop it. Like, it's too self-referential. It's stupid.
Yeah, no. I was like, huh, why the fuck did he say that?
That was my
reaction.
That movie looks like it looked like a 90s action movie stuck in 2018 to me. That's what it looked like.
It wasn't bad. It stars what's her name from Walking Dead 2. Lauren, whatever, Maggie. It wasn't that bad. It was all right. It was a Mark Wahlberg movie.
All
right. Where he's just a badass sniper guy. Speaking of badass sniper guys, Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the same thing.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, which is a sequel to Wreck-It Ralph, which was a phenomenal movie. Starred Sarah Silverman, John C. Reilly, Jack McBriar, Jane Lynch. Great cast, as always. It's a Disney film. I'm ready for the sequel. They should have made this one before a lot of other ones.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for this one. I think it'll be fun.
I can't wait. This is one on the list that I'm like, yo, I have to see this.
No, it'll be on my list for sure. I really enjoyed the first one. I thought it was really funny. I don't think Alan Tudyk's going to be back in this one, though. I love Alan Tudyk.
This will be interesting because
he'll be back.
Before we saw Wreck-It Ralph in a different video games, but now he's all over the internet. So he has the world at his fingertips now. So we'll see how bad he fucks that up.
We'll see.
There was some other talks about the title being a different one. Or Wrecks the Internet, I think, or something like that.
Mm.
I think there's a joke, one of the trailers or something. Anyway, check that one out. That's one to check out. Put it on your list.
That one's tough, guys, because you got to see at least two movies that weekend, because Creed 2 is coming out that weekend.
Right. Glad you said that. Next one on my list is Creed 2, where we get to see Michael B. Jordan reprise his role as Apollo Creed's son. And Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa once again. The stakes are a little bit higher. He's fighting the Russian. Is it weird that I'm curious how many times this actually happened where like the son of a son, two sons, duke it out.
At least in boxing, it probably doesn't. And I was a little disappointed that was like what they were going with, where it's like, all right.
It seems easy, right?
Yeah, like that. Too easy. It just kind of seems lazy, right? Like, we can't really come up with another boxer that we want to talk about. So I guess the next one will be Mr. T's son. I don't know.
I'm curious to see. I feel like I feel like they'll definitely twist this one up a little bit to make it, because the last few Rocky films have been really good. So, and I don't think Michael B. Jordan would sign on to something, because usually all of his stuff is usually really good.
Yeah, he's usually got really good projects. And then who's directing this one? It's not the same.
Stephen Caple.
Is that the same director?
Stephen Caple Jr. I don't think so.
No, it's not.
You might be right.
Nah, different guy. But that's all right. He can still do a good job.
But I mean, the cast is phenomenal. I mean, the cast is great. It's got Sylvester Stallone, who can't really go wrong playing Rocky. That's like the only role that he can
at this nail. Point. Maybe he Rambo. Can barely speak anymore. Yeah, I mean, that's like the only role he can play where you just let it go.
But you got two Marvel characters in there, or actors in there, with Michael B. Jordan and Tessa Thompson.
Yeah. I'm excited for this, and especially, I don't know, how do boxing movies always make like the best sports movies?
Because there's so much on the line.
I guess, yeah, they just like always make the best
sports because movies. I think a lot of it has to, because it's like a gladiator type of film. Like, it's just a person in the ring. I would love actually to talk to my man Brandon Gonzalez about this, who is a fighter, who I went to high school with. Maybe I can get him on the show, because this would be great. This would be a great topic. I'm curious. I would love to get insight on how boxers feel about boxing movies.
Yeah, do they do like? Yeah, I played football for a long time. So, like, whenever I watch football movies, I'm always like, well, that's bullshit. That's stupid. They don't do that.
Right. And then obviously everything is very dramatic, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's like. And made for the suspense of the movie.
Yeah, or like, you know, you watch a movie, you watch a war movie or a military movie with somebody from the military, and like, they just point out everything that's wrong with what they're doing.
Especially like Vietnam type stuff, where like, that didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I think these just make good movies because you just see one character always in the fight of his life for some reason.
Yeah.
Like his life, it always seems like the fighter in movies, his life is on the, like he has to either, it's either going to go left or right. Like he has to win this fight or he has to take this fight, prove to himself, which I think this one kind of has that subline. But I think, I'm curious how far that, you think they'll get 5 Creed movies in here?
Ooh. 5 Creed movies? Is Michael B. Jordan going to want to do 5 Creed movies?
Maybe I mean, there'll be a Creed 4 at the end of his career.
I mean, they could easily. I mean, they probably could get 5 Creed movies over the course of his career. I could see it.
Do you bring a Hulk Hogan somewhere back in the mix?
Oh, God, I hope not.
That was so weird, but they did. Anyway, there's a story behind that, which is actually really good. Anyway, moving on to stories that don't really make sense, or why the fuck you do that. Robin Hood's coming out, for those that didn't know. Have you seen the trailer for this movie?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. I don't know what to think of this movie. Like, I like Taron Egerton. You know, I liked him in Kingsman. I've liked him in everything I've seen him in. But I don't understand, like, what this movie's going to be. Because, like, it's Robin Hood, but it's got kind of a modern twist. It's really flashy, but it's old-timey. I can't tell what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it kind of does. Well, they just came out with that movie with dude from Sons of Anarchy.
The King Arthur playing one.
Yeah. I feel like this is
another stab
one
at
of those
that.
Type of movie. Yeah. Good cast, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like, are we just, like, tired of the, like, are those stories just so old and out of touch that we're just, like, they're trying to tap into maybe, like, the Game of Thrones people? And they're like, maybe we can bring back Robin Hood.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just, like, the revivals of, I mean, Hollywood always kind of goes through those ebbs and flows, you know, where Swords and Sandals movies will be hot for a minute, so they'll make a bunch of them, then...
Swords and sandal movies,
yeah.
that's perfect, yo. That's like to the T.
Yeah.
Sweet Christmas.
I mean, anybody straight who's ever garbage. Seen that, you know what I'm talking about.
Toy Story, I mean, like Toy Story, is an allegory of the film industry. You know how like the sci-fi movie replaced the Western.
Oh, too. Now you're getting that deep. I know, that I'm deep thought
real,
bag.
You're getting it in.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Those movies are always hit or miss. Like, you get your 300 in there, you get your Gladiator, but I don't know if you, you know, a lot of those movies don't seem to stick. So I don't know why they keep making them. They're not cheap. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's the
anyway.
Thing. I was like, they're not inexpensive movies like that you're making. It's not like a horror movie, you know, where a horror movie you spend like $10 million. If it doesn't make a whole lot, oh well.
Yeah, the one thing about some of these movies that come out that take place like way back in, or like a back in time, some early century, when they do that twist of like technology, you can see the technology in a mix. You're just like, yo, I hate those. Like, I hate the soundtrack. If the soundtrack is like new, or like pop in.
Yeah, it'll be a movie like set in the 1400s, and then it'll have a Fall Out Boy song in it. You'd be like, why?
Yeah, or it'll have like We Are the Champions, like the doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, I feel like the only time that worked was what was the Heath Ledger movie?
I think that's the movie I'm talking about too, where I'm like, yeah, that shit didn't work. But yes, exactly.
I thought it kind of worked for that, but you're right. Like, yeah, where they throw in like We Will Rock You into that.
Yeah.
A Knight's Tale. That's what it was called.
Knight's Tale. Yeah. This movie's dope. I keep bragging about how I've seen 35 minutes of it, but Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I'm telling everybody right now, this is the movie. This is the splash. This is the movie to see, and do not sleep on it. Even if you're not even a comic book dude, like, this movie is like cinematically cool. So this is the movie I'm saying go see.
I've seen the trailer for it. It looks awesome.
It's done very well. It's done very rich in the sense of like the comic book. It looks very comic booky, but at the same time, it's got a good cast. It's a good story, I think, too.
It's kind of satirical a little bit, isn't it? As far as what I saw.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's got a great, like I said, a great cast. Shameik Moore. Who else is in it? Brian Tyree Henry is also in it from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a good run this year.
Liev Schreiber.
He's in it. Jake Johnson's in it. It's got all the spiderlings of all the universes. Somehow, you saw Venom.
Yeah.
Did you say it to the very end?
No, I did not. I was that bored.
Oh, you didn't like Venom. Venom.
I thought there was some cool stuff in Venom, but it was just like
splash trash or meh.
It was definitely meh. Like, there was some funny, there was some cool stuff with it. It suffered from tone. Like, it didn't know what it wanted to be. Like, was it supposed to be dark and crazy, or was it supposed to be like a buddy cop movie, you know, like a buddy comedy? I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well, at the end, there was like a mid-credit scene, obviously, with Woody Harrelson. But at the very end, they say, there's like a line that comes across like, meanwhile, in another universe, and then they played a couple of minutes of this movie, Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I didn't know.
So, which made me wonder, like, are they related? Is it in canon?
I do think it would be cool to this. The cartoon, I think, is a great way to just at least introduce Miles Morales to where then when he wants to, like, if Marvel Cinematic Universe wants to make the jump and make Miles Morales a thing, you can do it.
My thing with that is, yeah, I think that's Miles Morales is something we all want. Obviously, they made a reference in Spider-Man with Donald Glover.
Uh-huh.
My only fear is, like, by the time we get Miles Morales, is it going to be too late?
Yeah, and like, will the comic book movie kind of run its course? They won't be as cool anymore,
right? Grant, I mean, and that's kind of probably where they're at. They're at a, like, that turning point where like these actors we can only have Tony Stark around for so much longer. Played by my thing is like, I hope they don't like fold it and then reboot it. And then now we have, you know, then it's like a whole new thing before we get
through.
Like, I think there's still a lot of characters left.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot of characters left. And I think that the MCU has built itself enough credibility to where I think you could pass it off to somebody else and I think you'd be okay. Like, to
yeah, no, I think
Iron Man could pass the mantle down to, you know, I don't remember.
Like a Riri. We could get like a Riri.
Yeah.
New Age for that. And I think you're right. I think Tom Holland's still probably going to be at some point the main person in this, in the MCU at some point.
Yeah, and there's where the Miles Morales problem comes in, is like...
Because he's so young.
Yeah, Tom Holland's so young. Like, he's going to play this part for a while.
Yeah, he's already been in 3 movies, and we still expect, like, at least 6 more.
Yeah, and he just loves... So we'll like, see. He loves doing it. Like, he's not pissed off that he has to play Spider-Man.
Yeah. I've got about, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about like 8 movies, but I'm going to say we'll pull out 6. I'm going to cut this movie, even though I think it's worthy of talking about. I'll keep that one because everyone's going to like that one. I'm going to scrap this one. It's the Steve Carell movie. And I'm going to scrap this Clint Eastwood movie. 4. So I got it down to 4 more movies we're talking about. Mary Poppins. This movie, I think, is going to be surprisingly good. I know Disney's kind of missing his last few runs, but I think this one's going to be the one. The cast is really really great. Lin-Manuel Miranda can write hits all day somehow. Sure. So I think this is going to be one of, it's going to take it back to that classic moment where the first time you saw Mary Poppins. That's a very big, bold statement I'm saying, but I'm going to throw it out there.
I hope it is. I mean, I hope it's one of those things where me as like a grown man by myself is like, I want to go see Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds silly to say, but I agree with you. But Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It's a hard name to say.
He killed it. It is, especially when it's late at night and whatever. He's just really good at what he does. And I think with Moana had such a big hit too, with a lot of that music in that. So he knows what he's doing when it comes to these musicals, man.
And he's definitely like, he's on a streak. At some point he's going to make a dud, but it's not going to be tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think, Disney's willing to work through that dud. He's probably got a lot of duds, but Disney's like, just keep going, man. You're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another $10 million. You're good. I'm curious to hear your take on this. I'm gonna throw a. You have 3 doors. Door number 1, 2, or 3. What's it gonna be?
I'm gonna take door number 2.
Ooh, all right. It's a good one. Talking Bumblebee. This is I think this is a prequel.
Yes.
But I don't know. I can't tell if it's a prequel to what is already. Or a reboot. Are they rebooting this series?
No, I think...
Or is this
I think
a prequel this is supposed to what, like, Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, I think this is supposed to be an actual prequel where it's taking place more in the 90s. Or the
80s.
Or the 87. In the 80s, yeah, sorry. No, I believe it's going to be a prequel, but... I mean, it...
Michael Bay's not involved,
which is a great sign.
Unfortunately, but yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, so it looks like it could be really good. I mean, it looks like it might actually have some heart. And maybe the biggest thing is have an actual plot. Like, God, the last Transformers movies, there is no plot.
Yeah, I think this is the last leg. I think if they don't hit it on strike something on this one, it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, they've stripped everything. There's no... you know, there's no super big actor in this.
Not really. Like, John Cena's the biggest.
I mean, John Cena.
Yeah, that's about it.
Which is, I've heard rumors that he might be playing G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because they're supposed to, like, cross-brand that whole thing. G.I. Joe, I mean, Transformer, like, all the Hasbro shit, right?
That makes sense, but I don't know. I mean, the G.I. Joe movies were not good, but...
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. I think this is like the reboot to that whole universe. Maybe they're tying in the whole Transformers success with Shia LaBeouf, but
yeah.
I would like to see Shia LaBeouf and come back in some shape or form, but probably not going to happen.
I don't think so. I don't think with the route he's taken with his career, as far as like only doing indie flicks now. So
yeah, and being a rapper, his last movie was actually really good. I liked it.
Which one was that?
The McEnroe movie.
Oh, Borg versus McEnroe.
Yeah, I like that movie. It was good. All right, door number two or door number three or number one?
Let's go number one.
Numero uno. Aquaman.
I'm so torn on what this movie's going to be. I'm so confused on what this movie's going to be. Is it going to be good?
Yeah, no.
Is it going to be terrible? This,
we've talked a lot about the DCEU on this show and its identity. And this one's just, man, this one's, it's messy. There's nothing else you can say, but it's messy. At one hand, you're like, cut your losses and start over. But you have such a good Wonder Woman franchise on the rise. Like, Jason Momoa seems to be really, he's pushing it, but I don't know.
You know, and he did, Jason Momoa and Ezra Miller, like they were kind of the highlights in Justice League, where they were, you know, he seems to do
my man.
Yeah, like he does a great job as Aquaman. But I don't know, like the movie, it almost looks like an overcorrection, like where it's over stylistic, it's overly colorful. You're gonna establish like this whole like world of fish people. I don't know. I'm so lost. I'm so confused on what this movie's supposed to be.
I feel like this might be a 2018 version of Waterworld.
It definitely could be.
Last movie before we get out of here, Holmes and Watson. Have you seen anything about this movie
or the trailer? I have seen the trailer for this, and I know people, we all hope that like this is Step Brothers 2, but this thing looks like a flaming piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's get these, it's like Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly were like, let's be Sherlock Holmes, like one. They're just fucking around and like, sure, we'll give you $20 million to make this movie. Can you make it happen? Sure. Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's like somebody just.
Hopefully it's better than, what is it? Was that movie Kicking and Screaming?
Kicking and Screaming, yeah.
Hopefully it's better than that. But I mean, we've seen this dynamic duo in Step Brothers. Obviously, Talladega Nights. Have they missed at all?
As far as the two of them together, I think
I don't think they have.
I think this is going to be it. I think this.
Oh,
is,
you think this is?
I think
this is the
gonna
one.
Be their miss. Yeah. Just because I mean, I don't know. Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn was a good team. Then they did the internship or whatever. That was terrible.
True.
I just in the trailer they do like, you know.
I haven't seen the trailer, so I can't call it. But tell us about the trailer.
So the trailer's basically just...
Or what you thought of the trailer, rather. Not necessarily in depth of the trailer.
It just seems like Scary Movie, like, 4. You know, like the later Scary Movie type humor, where it's just
with
like...
With Ja Rule.
Yeah, it's just, like, loud noises, and they have the queen in it, and, like, they smack around the queen. Like, it's, like, physical comedy. I don't know. It looks really
slapstick.
Terrible.
It's very slapstick, is what you're saying.
Yeah, very slapstick, but, I don't know, not in a good way.
Joe, well, I know that coming back from our hiatus during Thanksgiving break, I will be going to see a lot of these movies, and on our schedule, it looks like we will be talking about them, so maybe we can nail down Chris or tie him up in a chair, lock him away on a Wednesday, and we can have him on the show as well, and we'll talk about all these movies coming out, or that we've seen. We'll go over a whole Splash Trash Giant episode when we come back. I'd love to have you on it since we're talking about it, and love to hear your opinions on some of these movies that we've talked about today.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm gonna have to go back and like play it in my mind what I thought the movie was gonna be, and then see if I was right or if I was looking.
Oh, don't worry.
Asshole.
We record the show. We record the show, so you can always listen back and be like, "Yeah, I was wrong." Originally, Chris and I were supposed to do that with our Splash Trash Man, but he doesn't really listen to the show and. I just move on.
Yeah.
So it works.
Wait a second. You're recording?
Yeah. Oh, wait. You're not? Yeah. Oh! That's been this episode of G Splash. Bradley Baxter, my man Joe. Always good to have him on the show. We gotta get you a nickname and maybe some sound bites, bro.
There we go.
Always glad to have you. Stick around for tomorrow when we drop Splash Trash Meh. Chris may or may not be on that show, or I may just be talking to myself, but we'll figure it out. Any last words?
No, man. I'm all good. Check out Splash Trash Meh. Check out Instagram, G to the Splash. And
G to the Splash.
You know, I forgot the email, but hit us up on the email if you have any questions, comments, concerns.
Let us know what you want to see during this holiday festivity, end of the season or end of the year movies. Let us know if you think they're Splash Trash
or straight up garbage. You know what I'm talking about.
GSplashBC@gmail. I'm Bradley Baxter with my man Joe. We out. Peace.
G-Splash. Dumb show.